I have developed a model of the writing process that I consider to be more realistic than the traditional model I described earlier in this chapter. This model bears some resemblance to that traditional model, but I believe it does a better job acknowledging the complexity of any writing task. I have divided the process into three phases: early, middle, and late. In the early phase, the writer either identifies a writing task or is given such a task, and they work to understand that task, determining their audience and purpose, as well as their topic. They also start generating ideas, whether through brainstorming or locating sources. Early phase work may also involve drafting, including developing a working thesis statement or starting to shape ideas into paragraphs. My model has no clear dividing line between the early and middle phases, but at some point, a writer is producing text more than gathering ideas. At this point, a writer might, for example, concentrate on more fully developing paragraphs to explain their ideas and drafting an introduction and conclusion. Revision work bridges the middle and late processes in this model. Revision is the phase where a writer is more concerned about reworking ideas than generating new ones, and where they are likely to focus more fully on making their ideas clear for a reader. Editing and proofreading are decidedly late phase work because they happen as the deadline approaches, whether the deadline is imposed by an instructor, by a boss, or by themselves. This is where a writer turns to strengthening their sentences more than their ideas, including focusing on their style and word choice, as well as proofreading their work to eliminate error. There are two aspects to the model I've developed that differ substantially from the more linear traditional model described earlier in this chapter. The first is the role of feedback. Often feedback is left out of descriptions of the traditional model, though when it appears, it usually appears in the late, middle, or late phases. This model includes feedback at any point in the process, even early as the writer is understanding the task and gathering ideas. Some kinds of feedback work better on a draft piece of text, but not all of them, and sometimes a writer needs input early. The second difference is the integration of recursion. Throughout the model, arrows point back and forth, connecting various elements. The arrows are mostly interconnected early in the process when, for example, a writer may realize as they are organizing their ideas that they've not yet explained a key point, one that requires a return to some of their sources. Part of the intent of all of the arrows in the diagram is to indicate that there is no one path to creating a piece of writing. At the same time, there are relatively few arrows connecting the late process work to earlier phases. As a deadline approaches, a writer really must turn to shaping the text they have generated, which means focusing on editing and proofreading, perhaps with some revision to ideas. I prefer this model because I believe it does a better job than the traditional model in acknowledging the complexity inherent in writing tasks.